huge holdings are finally online and can be searched by anybody. It's an amazing technological advantage. We've kept our card catalog. That was interesting, too, because they had to cut it in half to bring it up in the elevator. It's actually been cut in half again. That's only half of what the original one was. We've kept it for archival purposes and because... It's a nice piece of furniture.
It
adds to the ambiance. And everything in this building is finally in one place and on one floor. The team of people working at Boys and Girls House was a really great team. Mm-hmm. I think the first person I met when I started, who wasn't an Osborne staffer, was Julie Chow, and I noticed that Julie is still around. But we had people like Julie, we had Joanne Graham, who's now Joanne Schott, who was one of the most legendary children's librarians. We had... Marianne Cree, we had Sue Williams, we had all sorts of great people, and it was, it was a great sort of think tank where you had amazing human resources. I'd like to see more people come in and enjoy the amazing resources that we have in one building.
Yes.
Not only the fantastic children's collection downstairs that people can actually check out, but with the Merrill collection on the third floor, with Osborne on the fourth floor, this is all this amazing stuff in one place.
Yeah.
It's like one-stop shopping for amazing resources you can't find anywhere else. Everybody at Osborne now goes back. Leslie started in 1995 as our new head. Lori started in 1995. Yuka and I were both here already. And I think Martha started 96 or 97. She came in after Jill Sheffern retired. So we all go back a long way at this point.
Yeah.
And as long as people know that we're here and that, we're still... In some cases, people in Toronto don't realize that we're up here. And every year, more people think, I've been walking past all these years, and I didn't realize that there was all that stuff in this place that we're here.
Yeah.
Come and use us.